preacher, where with mother we went, and our Sundays were spent with my friends at that old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt at that old country church, where with Jesus above, with his wonderful love, saved my soul at that old country church.
To the 5 Mile Old Fashioned Holiness Church, coming to you by the means of radio over this fine station, C103. Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Bobby Sandlin. What a great privilege it is to come to you by the means of radio, and we pray this broadcast is a blessing to you. Call a friend, tell a neighbor we're on the air. That's right, every Sunday morning at 11 o'clock right here on C103. Again, it's a great privilege to come to you, and we pray this broadcast is a blessing to each and every one of you out there. We want to give you directions to our church so you can come out and pay us a visit. If you're coming from Mount Orb, you get off Interstate 32 on Route 68, turn left, go approximately 5 miles till you come to Route 286, turn left, and the church is on the right-hand side. If you're coming from Fayetteville, you want to take Route 68, approximately 5 miles till you come to Route 286, turn right, and the church is on the right-hand side. Our church service nights are Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday. Wednesday and Friday at 7:30, Sunday at 6, and Sunday school at 10:30 a.m. That's right, every Sunday morning, we get into the Word of God and grow in the knowledge of the truth. We want to send this broadcast out this morning to our faithful contributors that makes this broadcast possible. Without them, we couldn't come to you every Sunday morning at 11 o'clock, so we want to give them recognition. And we want to send this broadcast out to Harold and Louise Brummett right there in Buford, Ohio. Faithful contributors, faithful listeners, and we appreciate everything they do here at the 5 Mile Old Fashioned Holiness Church. We also want to send it out to Sister Linda Hughes right there in West Union. We appreciate her and all that she does here at the 5 Mile Holiness Church broadcast. We want to send it out also to Anita and Vance Allen in Blanchester, Ohio. Faithful contributors, faithful listeners right here at the 5 Mile Holiness Church broadcast. We appreciate all of our contributors. Amen. They do a big part here and keep us on the air. We got a few announcements we want to give before we get into the Word of God this morning. First of all, we want to remind everybody out there in Radio Land about our website. We've been getting a big response on it. People's really been coming to it. And it's a great tool and resource for you to know more about the 5 Mile Old Fashioned Holiness Church. Our website address is www.5milehc.org. Again, www.5milehc.org. You can go to that, click on the home page, and we've got various links you can click on and get to know us And we have a sermon page. You can click on that and listen at the radio broadcast 7 days a week. We update them every month. And also we have a visitors page there. Guest preachers that we have throughout the year here at the 5 Mile Holiness Church. And you can listen at other preachers and maybe even recognize them, one or two of them that you've heard before, and share them with friends and loved ones. We also want to give out next Friday night, March the 2nd, we've got Brother Chris Browning from Cincinnati, Ohio. He's going to be right here ministering for us. We're excited about that. Brother Chris Browning's doing a great work for the Lord. So come out and pay us a visit and hear Brother Chris Browning on a Friday night. Also, I want to remind everybody to keep your calendars marked. If you ain't got a mark, get out a pen, pencil, paper. Mark this date down. You've got to remember on April the 28th, we're having an auction. We're having an auction right here on the church grounds, right out on our park area. We're under the shelter. We're going to have an all-day auction. Starts at 12 o'clock. That'll be on Saturday, April the 28th at 12 o'clock. We're going to have an all-day auction, and all the proceeds that we raise that day will go to the building fund here at the church, and we're trying to remodel here in the summer. We're going to do some inside work here in the church and try to make it look better and more appropriate for the public. So be thinking about that. Come out and get you a bargain and tell someone and tell a neighbor and a friend about that auction. All right, so we're going to get right into the Word of God. It takes the Lord to preach. It takes the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And we believe if God be my helper today, we can help you. Amen. In the book of Psalms, chapter 24. Psalms chapter 24, very familiar scripture. We want to take a segment from this and try to preach to you today. The Bible said, "The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from God of his salvation." Verse 6, the Bible said, "This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek his face, O Jacob, Selah." Amen. In Psalm 78 and verse 1, the Bible reads like this. "I give ear, or give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known of our fathers, have told us. We will not hide them from their children, showing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and the strength and his wonderful works that he hath done. For he hath established the testimony in Jacob, and appointed a law in Israel, which commanded our fathers that they should make them known to their children, that the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children, that they might set their hope in God, and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments." If the Lord would help me just for a few minutes of time, I want to preach on the next generation. Amen. Simply, the next generation. The Bible said here in Psalms 24, "Who shall ascend into his hill with the Lord? Who shall stand in this holy place?" The Bible said, "This is the generation that seek him, that seek his face." Amen. Who's going to receive the blessings from the Lord? Amen. He that hath clean hands and a pure heart. In the book of Psalm 78, like I said earlier, there's something I want to highlight here this morning before I go any further. And it really is important that you get this and this message. But in Psalm 78 here, he said that we will not hide it from our children. We will show the next generation to come the praises of the Lord, his strength, and his wonderful works that he has done. We will establish it in the next generation, that the next generation that might come should be born, should arise, praise and declare even under their children that they might have hope in God. Amen. I thought about how special that scripture is today. And I want to preach to you out there in radio land on the next generation. Amen. I thought about, I'm only 45 years old, but I thought about today how that the Lord has blessed and helped me in my years, and how that somebody had pulled me to the side and told me about Jesus. Somebody taught me about the blessings of the Lord and the Word of God. I had a praying mommy and I had a praying daddy. Amen. That took me to church and get me to understanding so I can lift up my voice and praise the Lord Jesus and give Him thanks and give Him honor. Amen. Praise be to God. But I thought about somebody had to bring it to them. Somebody had to tell my daddy about the Lord Jesus. Somebody had to tell my mommy. I thought about grandma and grandpa was, amen, saints of God also raised, amen, in the beauty of holiness. And they taught their children, and amen, and my mom and dad taught me. And I shared it with my children from generation to generation. And I thought about the Word of God says here in Psalm 78, it gives that commission here. It says for us to teach our children and for their children to teach their children. Amen. That they might know and that they might have hope in God and forget not the works of God, that keep His commandments. Amen. I thought about, friend, amen, not everybody out there's had that privilege. They've not had that understanding. They have not had a praying mommy. They have not had a praying daddy. They have not darkened a church door. Amen. They've never broke the pages of God's Word. They've never read it nor understand it. My friend, it's a blessing to know today, amen, the Word of God. It's a blessing today to know, amen, about Jesus, the Savior of the world. And not only know Him, but feel Him. And have an experience with Him. Amen. But what I want to preach today is on the next generation. The next generation I thought about here today as my mind went back through the Scriptures this morning. And I thought about the men of old. Amen. The patriarchs of old. Amen. That brought this good old time fashion holiness way to us. Amen. Some was beaten and bruised and died, amen, for the gospel's sake. Thrown in prison, amen. Oh yes, ridiculed and mocked, amen. Had to go, amen, underground, no doubt, over the years to keep this gospel safe. Amen. And the more I thought about it, I thought, my God, amen, how that the people in this generation, amen, don't realize the value of salvation. They don't realize the value, amen, of worshiping a Lord God Savior, not be ridiculed, and not be put in prison, and not be bitten, beaten, amen, with rods. Amen. Because you declare the gospel of Jesus Christ. My friend, realize this one thing here in the blessed United States of America. Amen. We have our freedoms today to worship God. Amen. We can go to our prospective churches every Sunday morning and we can praise the Lord Jesus and we can serve the Lord as we free and as we will. Amen. But I'm here to tell you today the Bible teaches, amen, there's a time coming, amen, amen, that the liberties that we know today will no longer be. And my friend, the only thing that's going to matter, amen, is what you've been taught and what you've been learned in the gospel and in the Word of God, what you've instilled in your heart, what you've buried in your soul. Amen. Men can't take that away from you. And they can come by today and they can shut the church door. Amen. The government could tell you no longer can you worship in Jesus' name. Amen. They can declare judgments and laws. Amen. They can even come by and take your Bible. Amen. Praise God and burning it in front of you. Amen. But one thing they cannot do, and man cannot do, they cannot take the Word of God out of your heart. Amen. Bury it in your soul. Put it down in your heart forever and forever. Amen. Amen. Have it instilled and burn into your mind.
Amen. So when the time shall come, amen, and this whole world's turned around, amen, brother, you can have something inside of you, amen, that will carry you over to the other side. I want to preach today on the next generation. Amen. When you think about the men of old and you think about, amen, the churches of yesterday, amen, the Holy Ghost would come by and move, and the Spirit of God would speak as the Spirit of God give utterance, and message would go forth in the house of God, and there'd be an interpretation of tongues. Amen. People was moved by the power and the Spirit of God. Amen. The old men of old. Amen. They didn't hardly have to take hours and weeks on end to preach sanctification and holiness, because people live sanctified. People live holy. Amen. You didn't have to, amen, take them off to the side and tell them, amen, to sew up that skirt. Amen. That's right. You didn't have to tell them to button up that shirt. Amen. People live godly and holy. Amen. But as time progresses and the generations shift, amen, sin slowly creeps in. Amen. And it's, amen, it's patted on the back. Amen. It's no longer condemned. And the next thing you know, you've got sin in the pew, and you've got sin in the pulpit. I'm going to preach to you out there. I feel like talking to somebody. Amen. You know what right is, and you know what wrong is. Amen. There's coming a judgment day after a while. And the Bible says, be not deceived, for God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. And there's coming a reaping day. And brother, I'm here to tell you, you're not getting by with it. If you compromise with sin, amen, you're going to get burned. For the Bible said, can a man take fire in his bosom and not be burned? No, but I'm here to tell you, amen, you got to understand that we're living in the last days, where the Bible said perilous times should come, where men shall be lovers of their own selves, boastful, proud, blasphemers of God, unholy, unthankful, truce breakers, false accusers, heady and high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Brother, that's the day that we're living in. That's our generation today. Amen. The Bible said it shall be likened under the days of Noah, eating and drinking, marrying and giving into marriage, unto the day that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and took them all away. Brother, we're in that day today, as it was in the days of Noah. The men of God is preaching in this hour. They are telling men and women out there to get ready. Amen. Get ready. This is all going to wind up. Amen. But this old generation today, the latter day church, amen, they're eased in Zion. They say they're increased with goods, and they have need of nothing. But brother, don't you realize the Bible said in the book of Revelation, amen, amen, you're naked, you're poor, you're wretched. Amen. Brother, I want you to know something today. Amen. We're in a generation that knows not God. A generation rising up that knows not God. They don't know the blessings of God like they could have. They don't understand the judgments and precepts of God's laws. Amen. Because they've took on the carnality. Come on, I feel like preaching today. Amen. They're taking the wisdom. Amen. And the craftiness and the likeness of men, and they are deceiving this generation to make them believe, amen, you can live any old way and go to God's good heaven. But I'm here to tell you this morning, amen, only the pure in heart is going to see God. Woo! The Bible said in Psalms 34 or 24 that I just read earlier, who shall stand in his holy hill? Who's going to be in the presence of God? It said, he that hath pure heart and clean hands, amen, and not lifted up his soul unto vanity, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord. Oh, that's the Bible today. way. That's not my opinion. And that's not my idea. That's God's word today. I'm preaching tomorrow this morning on the next generation. Amen. I'm in that generation. I'm in the generation that the word of God talked about. Amen. They would call good evil and evil good. Brother, I'm in that generation. I'm in a generation that it shall be likened unto the days of Lot. The Bible said, in the days of Lot, they planted, they builded, they tore down, they did all of those things. Until the same day, that fire and brimstone came down from heaven and took them all away. Brother, we're in that generation today. They're buying, they're selling, they're tearing down, they're building, as if there's never going to be an end. But brother, there's coming an end to this, and the only thing's going to matter, do you have the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, sin abroad in your heart? Do you have the sins under the blood of Jesus Christ? Are you a servant of the Lord? Are you a follower of His Word? The Bible says here in Psalm 78, I read it to you. He said, we need to tell our children. We need to establish the testimony in our children. We need to bring them up under the Word of God so they can tell their children, and that we may keep the commandments of God. Brother, we're living in an hour today that the commandments are no longer allowed in the school. They're no longer allowed in the courtroom hallway and on the court steps in the lawn. Brother, they've took the Word of God out of school. Amen. They're slowly but surely taking it out of government. And eventually, brother, I'm here to tell you, amen, they're going to hammer down on the church. But brother, I'm here to tell you today, He said His Word is forever settled in heaven. Excuse me, His Word is forever settled in heaven, and it don't change. God's Word is there. Amen. Praise be to God. It doesn't matter what people say today. Amen. You've got to stand for what's right. I thought about it. We're in a generation that feels like they have to have equal rights. They're entitled to this and they're entitled to that. Amen. It's the haves and the have-nots. Amen. But I want you to know something, brother. This blessed Word of God teaches me, if I seek first the kingdom of God and all His righteousness, all these other things shall be added unto me. What things does the Bible refer to? He's going to add to me health. He's going to add to me provision for my family. He's going to add for a job and a home and a vehicle. Amen. It's God's good pleasure to give us the things of our desires of our heart. But He said you must follow His commandments. Amen, brother. You can't have this blessing I'm talking about. Amen. If you're living in sin, you can't have these blessings, brother. Amen. You say, wait a minute. I'm a doing well preacher. I've provided well for my family. I've worked and labored for what I've got. I've said it before and I'll say it again. God's the one who gave you the health. God's give you the ability to do the things that you do. God's let you have grace and mercy to get up in the morning and go provide. Amen. But let's give credit where credit is due. Amen. David said it like this. He said, I'll look to the hills which cometh my help. From my help cometh from the Lord. Brother, you better realize that today. I'm a preaching to you out there in radio land. The next generation. Amen. Brother, you've heard of the things of old. You've heard about the testimonies of old. You've heard about the manifestation and the power of God. You've heard about the miracles and the healing hand of God. But brother, I read in the Word of God, amen, that His Spirit won't always strive with man. There'll come a time He'll raise His hand, and brother, it'll be too late then, as it was in the days of Noah. He gave them 40 years to get ready. Amen. But that day came, and then they beat upon the door, and then they said, Lord, we will hear. But the Bible said, once the master of the house has risen up and shut the door, and no man can open. But today, mercy door is open, and it's open wide. The time is the day of salvation. Harden not your heart. Amen. That space of grace is here, and God's letting you get in. Amen. But that's why I've come this morning to tell you out there, it's the next generation. The next generation. You think it's bad. You think it's evil. You said to yourself when you read the morning paper, I don't know if it can get any worse. I'm here to tell you the Bible says it shall wax worse and worse. I'm not a preacher this morning of gloom and doom. I'm not a preacher this morning to preach to you scare tactics. Amen. But I'm a preacher that's going to tell you the truth. I'm a preacher that's going to tell you about your day. Amen. Brother, you said you don't know, preacher. I've got the Word of God that's telling me. The Word of God is showing me. And brother, the Word of God is true and every man a liar. Amen. I've seen it fulfilled right before my eyes. Amen. Praise be to God. This whole world. Amen. They're so caught up in their day. They don't realize the day and hour that they live in. Amen. That's right. Just like it was in those days. Amen. We're living in that generation. We're living in a generation today. Amen. That doesn't realize the power of God. Amen. The Bible said in Matthew 12, it said, generation of vipers, how can ye be in evil? Speak good things, for out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth good things. An evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. But I say unto you, that every idle word that a man shall speak, they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment. This is Matthew 12. But he answered and said unto them, an evil and adulterous generation after a sign, but there shall no sign be given it but the sign of the prophet Jonah. For as Jonah entered 3 days and nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. Listen at the Bible here. It says that he goeth and taketh himself 7 other spirits. Let's go up a little bit. The Bible said when the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places seeking rest and findeth none. I feel like this is our generation. Then he saith, I will return into my house from whence I came out. And when he has come, he findeth an empty, swept, and garnished. Then goeth he and taketh himself 7 other spirits more wicked than himself. And they enter into there, and they dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. Even so shall it be unto this wicked generation. Brother, that's the Word of God now. Amen. That's not my idea or opinion. But in Matthew 12, he said, there's a generation of viper, there's an adulterous generation seeking after a sign, and there's a wicked generation. Now, brother, God said that for a reason. He's telling us to get ready, that there's a time coming upon this earth, amen, where men and women will wax worse and worse. Amen. They went backwards and not forwards. They've been worse than their forefathers. Brother, that's what the Word of God warns us of. But I'm here to tell you, saints of God, you can have power with God. You can have joy like a river. You can stand in the middle of opposition and adversity in this hour and still glorify God. For he said in his word, he give us that hope of a better tomorrow. For he said in his word, when he will return, he said he will find faith on the earth. There will be somebody standing in the gap. There'll be somebody holding up the hedge. There'll be somebody declaring God's word. I want to be one of them. I want to be counted among the living. How about it today? Are you the next generation? I want to be those people that when he returns, amen, he'll say, enter in to the joy of the Lord. How about it today? How about it today? Are you thinking about it? Have you even thought about your day and the hour that you're living in? Have you thought about the signs of the times that's taking place while you get up today? Slowly but surely the Word of God is being fulfilled. The only thing that's going to matter is your heart fixed with God. This is Pastor Bobby Sandler with the 5 Mile Old Fashioned Holiness Church. Until we meet again next week, may the Lord richly bless you, is my prayer.